Welcome back to MDA. Troy Malcolm, John McGrath here down at Walsh Bay, catching up on the couch in the office. Welcome back, Johnny.
Good to be here, Troy. And firstly, I wanted to apologise to everyone because we've been a little bit less consistent the last few weeks, and for that we apologise. And Tommy's not here today, which a couple of people realised last one we did, we didn't have Tommy. Tommy's all about transparency and truth, and he just thanked everyone for some well wishes. There's no great drama with Tommy, but he's just had to deal with a couple of personal little health issues. And as we all know, one of the things we coach very much around MDA podcast is life is more important than business, for sure. And so Tommy's just had to put a little bit of attention and energy into in that part of his life at the moment, and he really appreciates everyone. So in the meantime, our wonderful audience of 7,000 people are stuck with us. So Tommy, come back as soon as you can, which won't be long. I'm sure he'll be back in the next couple of weeks, but we love you very much. Looking forward to hearing your dulcet tones again. But I think he's continued to do some of his Sunday night rants, right?
He has. He has continued to do some of his Sunday night rants, and I know that every...
They're better than 60 minutes, right? Seriously. I mean, he gets on there and he like gives it to someone every week. He's giving it to someone. I love it. And that's one of the things, one of the multitude of things I love about Tom is he's incredibly passionate, which comes through in everything he does and every event and activity he undertakes. He's very direct, transparent, truthful. He goes very hard on the truth, which is an incredible talent and trait and part of his value system. And he's also, he keeps it real. And I know we're going to talk about that, you know, maybe this week or maybe next week, but he keeps it very real. And, you know, those rants, I think he does them half from his lounge room or his study. And
yep.
He's probably got, you know, family in the background having dinner and watching telly sort of nearby. And I just really like that. And Troy, you and I were talking earlier in the week. In fact, I'd love to talk. Remember we had a coaching session a few days ago?
Yeah. We've been doing a few together. It's been great.
Yeah, it's good fun. I don't want to enter into, obviously, the details because it's a bit like seeing a therapist. When you're with a coach, you want to have a level of privacy about the things you discuss. But at a high level, I think we can say you and I joined together.
Mm-hmm.
We were coaching one of our top agents, one of the best in the country, which was great. Wonderful person, has been with us for a very, very long time. And bottom line was some things came out of that which I thought were great, and he thought they were great, and we all got some good stuff out of it. But even at the elite level, it's easy to let stuff slip through the cracks. It's easy to kind of just be off your game, and especially if you're at that level, because most people that are listening to this and in the real estate market, if they're at the elite level, they're in a very competitive market.
Yep.
Where everyone around you is like always on and on their game. So at that level, it's like playing, you know, first grade AFL or NRL. You know, you've got to be at your elite best all the time. And so it's interesting. I wouldn't mind just talking about that, because one of the things, coming back to what we were just talking about, Tom, was I heard it was a podcast that I was listening to, one of the Gimlet Media. You and I love
yeah.
that stuff. And basically, he was talking about a guy that was wanting to do a podcast for a long, long time. He said, oh, you know, I want to do it, and I think it'd be good for my life and my business. And he was going through a few challenges, to be honest, in his life, and he thought documenting some of those would be quite a good part of his, let's call it therapy or your sort of growth going forward. Anyway, long story short, he's talking to this guy and he's saying, well, I don't know whether to do this and whether I should do this topic and should I do it there and what microphone should I use and should I do it weekly or fortnightly. And the guy looked at him and said, dude, just hit record.
Yeah.
And he was taken aback. He said, what do you mean? He said, look, none of it matters. The only thing that matters is doing it. And he said, you don't need to be perfect first time round. You don't need to be perfect fifth time round. Eventually, if you do it and you practice it. And he actually talked about Ira Glass, who again is also a guy you and I admire, who started This American Life.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably the godfather of all podcasts. So, you know, maybe we're here today speaking to our audience courtesy of Ira Glass, you know, beating a path many, many years ago. But Ira Glass talked about the gap, and he said, when you start something, sorry, everyone, there's a bit of plane in the background here. I didn't actually realise we were on the flight path in here, but we obviously are. Anyway, Ira Glass talks, Troy, about the gap.
Yeah.
And he says, when anyone starts anything, they have a vision as to what they'd like to achieve or how they'd like to be. So let's use our industry, an agent.
Mm-hmm.
Most agents, are they landing on top of this here?
They're going to be landing.
We're not that close to Badgerys Creek, but... hopefully, guys, but this is real live television or real live podcast, so hopefully it's not too noisy. Anyway, so he's talking about the gap. So the gap is you have a vision of how you should be. Let's call it a listing presentation. So as an agent, most people would kind of, in their mind, if I said, describe how you'd look, how you'd prepare, the words you'd say, the confidence, the body language, what would a perfect listing presentation look like? And yet then if we went and watched you do one, it's probably not perfect yet. Mm-hmm. In fact, in many instances, it's a long way from perfect. And Irigap calls out the gap. And he said the gap between perfection or your perception of perfection and your current reality is the stuff you've got to work on every day. And you need to close the gap and get closer and closer and closer. And he said everyone that's at an elite level of business or sport or life or anything starts with a big gap. The first time you give a speech, the first time you do a podcast, the first time you do a listing presentation, the first time you play golf, you know, even if you were Tiger Woods or, you know, Jordan Spieth or someone, you know, you start not very good. But the mastery of it all is getting better and better and better and better and critiquing yourself and you know, getting coaches, mentors and so forth. So, you know, I think that was a really kind of good exercise because in that particular coaching session, there was one of the things we were talking about, Troy, from memory, was, you know, we talk about 10 or 11 layers of prospecting or attracting, yep. and we mm-hmm. did that at MDA Bootcamp, and we were talking through that and we sort of were ticking off each one and saying, you know, are you doing this, 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 this and this? Because I believe that great agents have a number of layers and a number of dimensions to their attraction and finding strategies. I use the word finding strategy. Mike Sheargold coined that. Mike, who's a dear friend of ours and love him dearly and has coached us for many, many years. Anyway, he talks about finding strategies and attracting strategies as well. So, you know, we looked at that and we came across a few with the guy that we were coaching and there's a couple that were kind of obvious ones there, and one of them was around success marketing.
Yeah.
Now, I think in the marketplace right now, if you want to be top of your game, front foot proactive, when a property sells in your community, preferably one of yours, but not exclusively one of yours, because you could just be providing updates from what's happening in the market in general. But we were talking about, are you doing, you know, in the old-fashioned speak, they call it 10 by 10 by 20, which is, you know, the 10 houses either side, door knock them, either side of the listing or the sale, and then the 20 opposite, and then at least 40 people in that immediate area have had a chance to meet you, and you've updated them and told them, you know, about the listing or the sale. So, you know, we were talking about that, and he was saying, well, kind of once upon a time, I did it a few times, but I'm not doing it, and you know, should I do the street? Should I do whatever? So we use the just hit record. Doesn't matter. Just do the 10 by 10 by 20 because it's a start. And if it doesn't work, stop it. In fact, my homework that I gave him was do it three times on your next three quality listings or quality sales or both. Do it three times. And then when we catch up next time, which will be in 2 or 3 weeks, give us download what happened. You know, was it successful? Did you get 40 no one's home? Did you get 40 doors slammed in your face? Did you get 2 listing appraisals? Who knows? But unless you try stuff, so the just record thing was just do it.
Yep.
Doesn't matter whether it's 10, 20, 40 or 100. Just pick a number that feels okay, that's going to give you fair feedback. Get out and do it. Does it matter what you say? Not really. Knock on the door, introduce yourself and say, I really just wanted to give you an update on what's happening in the market. And we just sold your neighbour's home up the road, assuming that there's no confidentiality, of course, about the sale. Or we've just listed your neighbour's home. I'd love you to come next Saturday, bring your family. It's a really beautiful home, etc. You know, activity, energy attracts. And rather than sitting in the office waiting and hoping someone's going to call you, get out there in the field, in the community, show people who you are, hand them a card, hand them a magazine or a property report, or if you've got some value add or a brochure, mm-hmm. even better, and then evaluate it. And if you do that for, let's call it a month, because that's a very short time in space. Troy, if you do that for a month, you're probably going to get some valuable feedback. Either A is it's just not working, doesn't work in your community, or doesn't work for you, maybe. B is it's working okay, but you can tweak some stuff and have it work better. Or C is, my God, I've got 6 listings, or I've got 6 listing appraisals off the back of it. So I think the just hit record thing. So there's a lot of people that'll be listening here that'll be thinking, well, I'd love to give a speech to my local Chamber of Commerce or Rotary. I'd love to do something. I'd like to do a video market review. You know, our suppliers campaign track, and there's others out there, do these wonderful kind of monthly market reviews where you do a 60-second video at a property. It's not hard to do, but a lot of people are petrified of doing it. So, you know, just hit record.
And the other one that I see
constantly, John, in the field is when you... We've spoken about the gap, the fact that there is that distance, and the activities that got us to that elite level,
yep.
They were very basic, but we learnt to execute them very well. So at some point in time, when you have been in the industry for an extended period of time, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, 12 plus, those basic elements that made everyone so successful sometimes get looked over. And so the conversation...
You forget the stuff that got you where
you're at. You forget the stuff that got you where you're at. So doing the 10 by 10 by 20 and the door knocking and visiting those streets, sometimes we move past that mark when, you know, the basics will always get us back in front and top of mind. I think about growing up being in a professional sport environment, we spent hours upon hours on learning how to pass the ball correctly, holding the ball in the right way, we're doing our, you know, the hand movements.
The basic stuff, yeah.
The basic stuff, till it becomes just subconsciously part of our skill set to do that. And I think a lot of the experienced agents that are somewhat moved on to the bigger and better things or the higher ticket items, sometimes the basics can actually get them back in momentum.
There's a couple of, I love that, Troy, a couple of things as you were saying that came to mind for me. One is a slide that I use often where there's a quote, and I, from memory it says, don't practice until you get it right, practice until you can't get it wrong. And there is a difference. Don't practice until you get it right means, you know, you're practicing enough to get it right most of the time. Don't practice until you can't get it wrong means you've achieved black belt mastery.
Yeah.
So I think that was one thing that came to mind for me. And what stops anyone listening here? Or so what closes the gap? Let's say that. So if your gap is, I want to do $1 million, but I'm doing 250. So you've got a monetary gap, 750. Mm-hmm. And then you say, well, what creates that extra 750 in value in GCI? It's more listings, more sales, which means better prospecting and better at listing. And then, of course, better at selling and negotiating. There's only a few skills in our game. You've got to be a great lister. You've got to be a great connector. You've got to be a great negotiator. You've got to be a great storyteller. So there's a few little skills that you need to master. So then you say, okay, well, how do I do that? So the only thing that can stop you, Troy, going from 250 to a million or from wherever you are to wherever you want to be is a couple of things. One is lack of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So some people walking into listings thinking they're pretty good and they're only getting 1 in 5, and I can guarantee you're not pretty good if you're getting 1 in 5. If you're getting 4 in 5, you're pretty good, probably very, very good. So a lot of people just lack the awareness, and sometimes the ego gets in the way. So, you know, when you say to someone, you know, 0 to 10, what do you like, which is, as you know, one of my favourite kind of calibrations, because I want people to kind of give me a sense of where are they at. 10 would be perfection or best on planet. And the number of people, as you know, Troy, because we do a lot of stuff together, the number of people that rate themselves as an 8,
yep.
Which in my on that scale, 10 is world best, 8's damn good, probably best in the country. And yet then I peel the onion and I ask them some questions. I say, great, so tell me your elevator pitch. Why would I list with you? What's your approach? What's your structure? What's your prospect? And all of a sudden, reality, when they get faced with what a real 8 looks like, they recalibrate themselves back to a 3 or a 4, which is good because we can work with 3 or 4s getting them an 8. But you have to have the awareness of what it takes or where you're at the moment. So that's number one. Number two is then you need a plan. So if you are a 3 out of 10, lister, seller, negotiator, whatever, everything, what's your plan to get to an 8 or a 9? So what are the skills you're lacking? Where are you going to go? Is it going to be YouTube? Is it going to be ARIC? Is it going to be MDA Bootcamp? Is it going to be listening to this podcast? Is it going to be hiring Josh Fegan to get you there? What are you going to do to get up to a 7 or an 8? What practice? And the next one is laziness and complacency.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you can have good awareness, you can have a plan, or you can sit down with a business coach, get a plan, but then you've got to do the stuff. Then you've got to sit in front of a video recorder and record yourself and feel painful about how bad you look for the first few times, or maybe the first 30 times, until you get better. And have a look at your body language, and you're scratching yourself, and you're this, and you're looking away, and you're not giving eye contact. What do you have to do? And if you do the hard yards, and it was funny, because this morning when I was driving to a little cafe I go to some mornings to get some early work done out of the way, I was listening to a podcast, and I wish I could remember who it was, but I don't. But this guy was kind of, from memory, he was a sports person and pretty elite. And he talked about the stuff that he thought really made the difference was, he said, success comes when belief meets preparation, which is very simple but very powerful. So the first thing he said, you know, you've got to believe you can nail this. You've got to believe you're a good person, worthy of success, and you can be the best at what you do. So that's a bit easier than it sounds. You need to work on that because a lot of people don't have a deep confidence in themselves. Second thing is preparation. You've got to do the work.
Yeah.
So if you have the belief and you have the goal, then you've got to do the work. So if you want to run a marathon, same thing. Well, you can do it. You've got to believe you can do it. Then you've got to go and buy some running shoes. Then you've got to get out of bed half an hour earlier. And you've got to go for a walk, then a jog, then a run, and whatever, over the next 12 months. And anyone, if that's a passion of theirs, running or a goal they'd love to achieve, anyone can run a marathon in 12 months if they actually are prepared to do what it takes.
Yeah.
Or run the City to Surf if you're in Sydney and you kind of want to do something that's a personal goal and achievement. So, you know, what could get in the way? Lack of belief, someone saying, well, I could never run the City to Surf. Or someone saying, well, I could run it, but I don't want to get out of bed half an hour earlier. I don't want to go to the gym. And, you know, you do three walks and then you feel a bit stiff, so you don't do your fourth walk, or you never get to a jog. So I think it's really, really important. So I thought that was good. The last thing, because then we'll probably leave everyone on this because they're probably thoroughly bored of us by now, Troy. But the thing is, it was, you might tell me the name, the guy that gave this quote. Derek Sivers talks about it. And he said, and the guy that he refers to says, the standard pace is for chumps. There's a music teacher, forgot his name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. If you Google it, the standard pace is for chumps, it'll come up somewhere. So basically what that was the guy that taught him music, and Derek Sivers ended up being an extremely accomplished musician and then made a fortune out of it down the track. It's Kimmo Williams, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Kimmo Williams?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, came to me. So basically, you know, when Kimmo Williams said to him, you know, he said, well, how long is it going to take me to get really good at this? And Kimmo said, how long do you want it to take? And he said, well, that's not relevant, is it? He said, of course it's relevant, because he said, you can learn at a high level, at an elite level in 3 months if you're serious, or it can take you 3 years. It's really up to you. So I want everyone who's listening here, because sometimes I'm sure you listen to podcasts or you go to ARIC and you think about stuff, and there's this kind of thing that says, yeah, look, I'd like to do that, but John's been in real estate 35 years, or, you know, so-and-so's done this and it took them a long time. Reality is nowadays the world is different. When I started, there was not the ability to go into Google and for no money have 3 million downloaded videos that talk about how to be a great lister. I had to kind of fly to America and go to the NAR conference and eventually bring them across here, which ended up being ARIC and so on and so forth. But nowadays you can do that. And I think next week's podcast we might talk about the recent MDA boot camp, and I want to talk about those very sharp young guys from Melbourne that gave a talk at the boot camp recently, Marty and Ryan, Marty Fox.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. But, you know, I think just a few things from today. Just realise that even at the elite level, there's often gaps in your playbook, and you need probably someone else to bounce ideas off,
mm-hmm.
and someone else to hold you accountable. We might even talk a bit more about that next week as well, because I think that was quite a good session that we had, and we can dig into that a bit further.
Yeah,
and the MDA boot camp. Standard pace is for chumps. If you want to do something at an elite level, get serious about it, immerse yourself, get rid of the mooring line that says it's going to take me 5 years to be a great agent or a great lister or a great negotiator. Realise you can do it in 5 weeks if you're serious about putting in the preparation.
And only because I know that we do this, because this is the kind of stuff we do anyway, I recently sent an inquiry via carsales.com.au to a dealership while I was in Melbourne.
You're buying a car, or you just...
I was looking. I was looking at a car, and I had never been in this car.
New car. We were paying you far too much money, Troy.
Well, I am currently homeless and carless, so that's another story. But in saying that, within 30 minutes of sending the inquiry via the portal, I had a phone call, an email, and an appointment scheduled by the car dealer. Now, I know that that seems...
So they rang you?
They rang me.
They emailed you, they rang you, and they arranged a point.
Yep.
So that's one of the things that we'll talk about next week, I reckon, is...
It just tied very closely in that pace, that, you know, the standard pace is for chumps.
Okay, and I heard a Gary Vee quote, which I'm not going to tell you today, because I want everyone to listen next week to the podcast. So that's, well, they call that a teaser.
A teaser.
So there was a Gary Vee quote, which is very much, now everyone's going to be built up, and then they'll hear the quote next week.
Is that
they'll
it?
Say, that old thing. Well, hopefully next week, Troy, you have a house, a roof over your head, and a car to get you to work and get you to this podcast. But thank you to everyone. Now, I reckon Tommy will be kind of back in a couple of weeks.
So yeah, a couple of weeks.
We'll see where he's at. But please, don't worry. He's Tom, as he always is, He's amazing. We love him to death. He's doing great stuff. And we look forward to hearing him back on here in a couple of weeks' time. And I'll see you next week.
Perfect. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks to REA, too. We love REA.
Absolutely.
Realestate.com.au. Our incredible sponsors. Our only sponsors. But our incredible sponsors.
Any car dealerships looking for cars to give out?
I was on REA. You know, it's a funny thing, because I think the current REA statistics about website search is like 65% of people now do it on mobile. Yeah. Like, the old days was desktop. Now it's all on your phone. I was on the couch last night just having a look around, as I do, just interested in what's happening in the market, excuse me. And, you know, it's always interesting that you're sitting on a lounge, the ad break comes on, you take 30 seconds, you put in a few suburbs, you put in a few parameters, and all of a sudden you're kind of wondering, wow, I could live there. That looks nice. That'd be interesting. I wonder what that'd be like to live there. And that's the world we live in, right? So it's always about mobile. So thank you, REA, for realestate.com.au, for looking after us, looking after our customers, sponsoring Arik, all the great things.
Yep.
Tracy, Henry, Andrew and the team, many, many great people there. So we look forward to talking to everyone next week, and see you then.
See you guys.